Hi, my name is Bruce Ballast, and I'm one of the professors here at Christian Leaders Institute and Ministries. And it's my privilege in this short course to talk about church planting. Now, just a couple of words about this course before you begin. Who is it for? Well, you may be a leader in a church, and you're considering becoming a church planter, starting a new church somewhere else, somewhere nearby, or maybe even somewhere in a different country. Or you may be somebody who's part of a church and they're launching a new church and you're deciding that you're going to be part of that launch team. This course will help you as well. You may be somebody who's just got a passion for a neighborhood or a community and you've been thinking about planting a church. This course will help you do that. And so this course is hopefully going to be an exploration of the various ways that you can plant a church. Now, a couple of caveats about that. One is I'm speaking from primarily a North American context. And so I'm sharing the wisdom of what I know that would normally happen in the United States or Canada or that North American context. You may have to translate some of the principles that I'm going to talk about into your context, if you're in Africa or you're in South America or Europe or wherever. And feel free to do that. Take what that has done. Take what I say and put it into your context. That's always true with any course, I guess, but that's especially true now. The title of this course is simply this. A short course on church planting. And this is session one, introductions. Now, first of all, I guess I would like to introduce myself. If you haven't taken a course by me before in Christian Leaders Institute or Christian Leaders Ministries, you should know that I've spent a long time pastoring in the churches of the United States. And I started out my ministry in Plainwell, Michigan, in a little tiny church of about 60 people. And we had the privilege of growing to almost 200. And then I pastored in Southern California for 23 years in a church that went through some major challenges, but also became a church planting church. In other words, we had several daughter churches, three of which were significant and survived. And then I ended my ministry for 11 years in Grand Haven, Michigan, at a church that was in an old downtown factory. Now, something about my interest in church planting. Let me tell you something about that. My interest goes back to a man named Peter Wagner. Now, Peter Wagner was one of my professors when I was at Fuller Seminary working on a doctorate degree. And he was in the area of world missions. And I learned a great deal from him about church growth, and you can find more about that in my course on leadership and etc. But in regard to church planting, one of the things that Peter Wagner said back in 1990, when he published it in a book, was that the most effective way of evangelism is new churches. Now think about that for a moment. The most effective way of evangelism is to establish new churches. Now, I'm going to talk about that more in just a moment. But that piqued my interest. Because at that time I was serving in an established church. It had been established in 1969. It had grown over the years. But we hadn't planted any churches. We hadn't been looking at daughtering a church. We were pretty effective in evangelism. But as I began to reflect on that reality that was behind his research, and that was research that was effective around the world, it piqued my interest. A few years after that, I was part of a team in Southern California, and we got together. In fact, those of us who were there call it the Upper Room Meeting. We were part of what was called the Home Missions Team for our region in our denomination, and our region was Southern California. And so we met together to discuss the future and to make plans for the future. And in the process of that discussion, the question came up, how many churches should we think about planting over the next 10 years? Now, one of the ways you do that is to say, where have we been? And, what's the present reality? And then begin to think about planning for the future. Well, when we looked at that issue of where we have been, defining reality, we found that in the previous 10 years, we had planted two churches. 2 churches in 10 years. So how many churches should we project for the next 10 years that we would be engaged in planting, paying for, being involved in? And in the back of my mind, this is the most effective way of evangelism. How many should we plan on planting? And so as we began to work together, we spent a day together in that upper room praying and talking. Somebody suggested, let's go for 50 churches. 50 churches, can you imagine? Now, especially when the previous 10 years had produced 50 new churches. And so we began to plan, we began to pray, we began to think about how many of each kind we would get. Now, Southern California, a lot of people speak Spanish, right? 53% of the population in California was Hispanic at that time. I think it's more now. And so how many Spanish-speaking churches are we going to start? How many Anglo churches are we going to start? How many Korean churches? There was a huge influx of Koreans during those years. How many Korean churches can we deliberately plan to start? And so it was an exciting, exciting time. And it was just one of those times where we started working. And after 7 years... 7 years, we planted 52 churches, and it was a time of harvest for us. In fact, in our denomination, which is made up of 44 different regional areas, our regional area accounted for 1/3 of the evangelism growth in the whole denomination. And so it was, like I say, an exciting time. And every time I talked to someone that I knew from that upper room meeting or during that period of time when we were creating means for new leaders to become church planters, etc. Wow. You know, everybody says, wasn't that fun? And so that's part of my background. That's part of my interest in church planting. And what I want to look at with you today is, first of all, why plant a church? The reason we plant a church would be, first of all, because most places are under-churched. Now, you'll notice this country, an under-churched country. It refers to the United States, right? In 1900, there were 28 churches for every 10,000 people. In 1950, there were 17 churches for 10,000 people. In 2000, there were 12 churches for 10,000 people. In 2004, there were 11 churches for 10,000 people. And today in the United States, we've gone through a period since 2004 of church growth emphasis on the part of many, many denominations, but it still hovers right around that 10 churches per 10,000 people. So why plant a church? Well, one is there's just not enough churches to serve the population. That's true here in my country, but it's likely true in yours as well. And so as we think about that, you know, you can be thinking about whether your country, your place, the place you are centered, has enough churches to effectively reach the population in your community. So why plant a church? Well, because there just aren't enough churches to go around. A second reason to plant a church is that new churches are better at evangelism. One person who's an expert in consultant, author in church planting and church governance and just church health is a man named Ed Stetzer. Here's a picture of him. Now, Ed Stetzer has looked at this issue from a variety of ways. He works with many Assemblies of God churches, and here is one of his findings in that process. He said, Assemblies of God church plant, in other words, a new church, baptized an average of 31 people annually by its fourth year. In contrast, established Assemblies of God churches baptized an average of only 9 people per year. So why plant a new church? Well, because it's just going to be better at reaching people for Jesus Christ. So that, I think, is reason enough, right? But if you're thinking of planting a new church or you're thinking of being part of a launch team, know that one of the things God is going to do through you is use you to lead more people to faith in Jesus Christ. Another reason to plant a church is new churches are just easier to join. And I put in parentheses there, sociology. When somebody is coming to a church for the first time, it can be intimidating. difficult to get in. In fact, I was reading a book recently about a person who just decided to kind of go undercover as a non-Christian and show up at a major church. It was Thomas Road Baptist Church in Virginia. And she didn't even know. She'd never been to church in her life, so she didn't even know you could just show up. She thought she had to come to somebody, and so she kind of went, you know, carefully waiting for somebody to stop her to get in. But the crowd was so intimidating, she was scared to do it. Now, new churches are easier to join. Why? First of all, because people sense they're part of something new. They're part of something that's just beginning. And that can mean the whole difference to somebody whether they will come or not. Now, in my country, surveys have shown that 75% of people who come to a church come because they are related to somebody, or they know somebody from work, or they have a friend. And when somebody is coming into a new church, they need that connection. And that connection's most likely going to exist for them in a smaller setting. They're going to be more likely to be comfortable coming into a smaller setting where they can get to know people more effectively. And it's also been shown, studies in my country and others, have shown that people who don't go to church, who aren't part of a church, are more likely to go if they are invited. And so this is part of it. Why start a church? Well, because it just makes things much easier for people to join in a sociological sense. Why start a church? Because there's a deeper focus on the lost. One of the purposes of a new church is to reach the lost, and they're better at it than established churches. But churches that get established over a period of time tend to lose that outward focus on the lost and tend to focus inward, because there are people who need pastoring. There are people who are dying. There are people who are need funerals. There are people who are in crisis and they need counseling, and they turn to their church for that. And so the focus on the lost can get lost. And so in a new church, that is less likely, because part of the purpose for being there is to be reaching out. Why plant a church? Because it revitalizes the established church. Now, one of the surprises I had when I started studying church growth and when we decided that we were going to become a church that would daughter other churches was another statement by Peter Wagner. And he said, usually within 6 months of starting a daughter church, all of the people that mother church sent off to start the daughter church would be replaced. And he said, it's God's economy. And really? But it was true for our church. As we encourage people to go with church planters, and I'll tell you more about those stories later, to go and start a new church, within a very short time, we would have this influx of new people, and many of them would be just the right people that we needed at just the right time. And so why plant a church? Because it's going to revitalize, it's going to excite, it's going to put people into the established church that bring a new sense of energy to it. So why plant a new church? Because it's going to revitalize the established church. And then finally, why plant a new church? Because it's a way to revival. You'll notice I put on there a website, Who Are We? 3DM. Which is 3dmovements.com. Now, 3DM is a ministry that began in Sheffield, England. A man named Mark Breen accepted the call to a church in Sheffield, and the church had this huge cathedral, but it was, you know, it was dead. There were like 17 people there. And so he began to think and pray about, how can I, you know, bring this church to the community? And so they began by starting a couple of targeted groups within certain communities where they began to reach out to people within that community. They began to ask about what are the needs in that community and meeting those needs. And pretty soon there was a boom revival happening in that area of England, which has been long post-Christian. So those are reasons to plant a new church. And so please, you be thinking and praying about how you might be involved in God's movement to bring more people to faith.